accident that the Queen's, present Queen's grandmother is a direct descendant from the sister of Vlad Dracul, on whom the Dracula stories are named, are based. So Diana knew this. And then I come across people like an American lady, Arizona Wilder, who again was involved and a victim of this mind control project and was used to conduct rituals for them. Under a mind controlled state, they are mind controlled to conduct these rituals in a certain way.
And these were taking place on royal properties in Scotland.
Yes, exactly, in Balmoral, and there's a particular place in Belgium which is known as the Mothers of Darkness Castle, which is funnily located in the same area that child murder and satanic ring was based, that came to light, clearly involving the establishment figures of Belgium, and was a massive cover-up. When a real investigator, a prosecutor, got involved, of course, they had to get rid of him, and 300,000 Belgians went on the march one day in protest at the cover-up. Well, these all things, all these things interconnect. And she told me that she and another two of such people have told me the same story, that she was actually in Britain at rituals, at which Diana was being abused in part of these rituals in a mind-controlled state, because there's no question whatsoever that when you talk to the people I've talked to, that Princess Diana was one of the victims of mind control. One of the things that they do is they mind control the children of the aristocratic families, again for a reason we've discussed, which is they the Illuminati mind, which is different to the regular run of human mind, it cannot stand the thought that it's not controlling events. Therefore, it does not want cuckoos in the bloodline nest. Therefore, it makes sure that the kids undergo mind control from an early age, which is why so many of these aristocratic families are so bloody dysfunctional, because they're all kind of, you know, had their minds played with.
They're bred from birth to serve a role.
Exactly. Diana's role, and I'm not kidding, from birth, would have been to have been sacrificed in that place at that time. And people, and I understand, will find that staggering and impossible to believe. Well, you should have been around me for the last 14 years, and it wouldn't be impossible to believe. And her other role was to had her genes to the Windsors. Because if we want to get really bizarre, the Windsors are not, like these Illuminati bloodlines in general, are not the same DNA as the rest of the global population. They need an infusion of human genetics to hold the balance of their DNA between the human and what they really are, which is actually not human as we understand human. And what was happening, as Christine Fitzgerald, this close confidant of Diana for 9 years, explained to me, was that the genes of the Windsors were getting too imbalanced to the non-human side. And it was going to become clear within a very few generations that they weren't all that they seemed to be. And what they needed was an infusion of human genes. And as I've written in my books for years, and so many insiders have told me, and others, the key genetics that these people like to interbreed with are blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. Now, where did I hear that before? Oh yes, Hitler's master race. And they want to preserve this master race because they need to keep interbreeding with that genetics.
So those traits with the Spencer family.
Exactly. So what happens? They bring Diana in. What does Diana say in her accounts that she allowed to be published in various books? That once the children were born, Charles basically was saying to her, that's it. Now, what Diana says, again in her own words, is that she was told when the birth of William was coming along, that she was going to be induced so that the child would be born, wait for this, in line with Charles's polo playing program. Now, first of all, even if that was true, which it wasn't, what does that say about a father that would have an induced child so it was suit his polo playing program? But what was the real story? If you go back to ancient Babylon and the rituals of these people, they're fundamentally connected to the sun and the cycles of the sun. Nimrod, Baal, the sun god. And one of the key days of the year in their ritual calendar, therefore, is the summer solstice. They induced William to be born when? The summer solstice. And this is what's going on around us all the time. There's a movie which that television is telling us is reality. And then there's what's really going on, which is so different. That's its greatest form of defense. The chasm that people have to leap between what they are told is happening and what's really happening. Her confidant, Christian Fitzgerald, told me that people who did not support these black occult networks that are controlling not just Britain but increasingly the world, they were feeding her information, yeah, and warning her that she was in danger. Keeps this whole thing from coming out, and has done for us all this time, and indeed the wider conspiracy too, is that to understand it, you have to research so many different subjects and then fit the strands together before you go, wow, so that's what it's all about. In this soundbite world of superficiality we call the mainstream media, people get so little information that they can't see what's going on. So when you look at the story of Diana, it's not just about what's happening now, what happened in 97, it's also going back again to Babylon, places like that. The goddess Diana was an ancient goddess, which was another name for the Babylonian goddess Queen Semiramis, the goddess of the Illuminati. And one of the groups of people that worshipped Diana, the goddess, and did their rituals to her, were called the Merovingians. The Merovingians are one of the, if not the, key bloodline in the whole Illuminati network. They were the royal line of a people called at one stage the Sicambrian Franks, which is where we get France from, that came out of the time of the Trojan Wars in now what we now call Turkey, up through the Caucasus Mountains and into what we now call France. Eventually, their royal strand, the Merovingians, were what the whole people became known as. And they were great goddess Diana worshippers. And according to an American researcher in Paris, immediately after Diana died, the Merovingians dug underground sacrificial chambers in Paris, just outside the original Paris, well inside, of course, the present metropolis, where they did their rituals to the goddess Diana. And according to her, the place is now called the Pont d'Alma Tunnel, which is still an underground kind of location. Now, the ancient myths of the goddess Diana were that she was a moon goddess, Pont d'Alma actually translates as passage or bridge of the moon goddess. Coincidence? Why is it I cannot emphasize this enough, the ritual symbolism obsessed Illuminati, why is it that even people have said, oh, it was an accident, have actually said, well, there is one question. Why was Diana held in that tunnel for so long when she's supposed to have had internal bleeding which needed repairing? Why not get at a hospital immediately? Why was she held in that tunnel for the best part of an hour and a half? Why? Because in the sick ritual, and that's what it was, the ritual of her murder, she had to die in that place of ancient sacrifice to the goddess Diana. And it was when she died that they then moved her out. And of course, goodness knows what have happened to her internal organs, because this is what these sick people use in their rituals. Interestingly, when you look at the stories and myths surrounding the goddess Diana, over and over again, the theme of lakes, of islands, and particularly of the tree grove come up again and again and again. It was the tree grove that was the sacred place of worship to the goddess Diana, not a temple. Now, she wanted to be interned in the little church where her father is, just off the Spencer estate in Northamptonshire. And after her death, Earl Spencer says that he decided that she would be buried on the Spencer estate. Where? On an island, in a lake, in a tree grove. And there's also this bizarre story where Earl Spencer says that he had this dream that he had to put four black swans on the lake. And he then said to his estate manager, I've had this dream. Do you know where we can get four black swans from? And the estate manager said, well, sir, funnily enough, someone's just offered us four. Oh, yeah, okay. I've seen a pig. Never mind a bloody swan. Look, there
well,
it goes.
Black swans are an occult symbol,
exactly.
Aren't they?
Exactly. The whole thing's occult. And the whole of Diana's assassination was an occult ritual unfolding. Now, what's kind of interesting to me is that when I was researching The Biggest Secret, which I wrote in 1998, which is kind of unfolding now before our eyes, one of the people that I was introduced to was a lady called Christine Fitzgerald, who, as the tabloid media in Britain acknowledged, was a close confidant of Princess Diana for 9 years. They fell out a little while before her death, but for 9 years they were big time close. And Christine Fitzgerald is a hands-on alternative healer and into the esoteric, and therefore Diana could talk to her about things that other people would think, you know, oh, that Diana's mad, she's talking about this, that and the other now. And I had long conversations with Christine Fitzgerald about the background to Diana and things that she experienced with her. And I was had to have a wry smile to myself when the Paul Burrell revelations came out, because much of it was told to me years ago and is in The Biggest Secret. Not least that friendly people from organizations like MI5 were actually feeding Diana information, saying, you know, be very, very careful because they want rid of you. And so when Burrell produced this letter from Diana in which she predicted her own death in a car crash, in effect, it absolutely fits with what Christine Fitzgerald told me about her experience and what Diana said to her.